For News Talk 1510 and 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gosted. Now that a federal appeals court judge ruled with the Evers administration yesterday, the governor and the attorney general have pulled Wisconsin from all lawsuits against the Affordable Care Act. In another court victory for the Evers administration, an appeals court yesterday declined to reinstate 15 appointments made by former Governor Scott Walker that were approved by Republicans during the lame duck session in the days following the November election. Republican lawmakers in Madison are criticizing the plan by Governor Evers to spend $40 million to replace lead pipes around the state because they say too much money would go to Milwaukee. PolitiFact Wisconsin looked at the claim by Republican lawmaker Jim Steinecke that Governor Evers refuses to meet with Republicans and found just the opposite is true. Evers' staff reached out to Republicans to set up a meeting but did not receive a response. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources is planning to make a concerted effort this summer to find highly toxic perfluorinated chemicals in the state's lakes and rivers. Those chemicals are used in nonstick cookware, stain-resistant carpeting, and fire extinguishers. Judge Lisa Neubauer this morning conceded the race for a seat on Wisconsin's Supreme Court to her opponent, Brian Hagedorn. The Bucks have been off since Sunday. They play their last game of the regular season tonight at the Forum against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The first round of the playoffs starts this weekend. The Bucks could face the Pistons, the Magic, or the Hornets. And the Brewers lost to the Angels last night. The final score was 11-8. They play the final game of that three-game series tonight in Los Angeles. April is National Poetry Month, and the committee to select Milwaukee's next poet laureate made its final vote yesterday. The results will be made public later this month. For News Talk 1510 and 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gosted.